Boston is a tough and resilient town. So are its people. I'm supremely confident that Bostonians will pull together, take care of each other, and move forward as one proud city. And as they do, the American people will be with them every single step of the way.
A city whose heart may be broken, but whose spirit is not. We want to welcome you to this special edition of CNN Student News. Today's entire show is about Monday's terrorist attack in Boston, the victims, the reactions, the investigation. When we produced yesterday's program, the bombings had just happened. We didn't have a lot of details. We have more now, and that's where we'll start things off today. The two bombs that went off near the finish line of the Boston Marathon exploded 12 seconds apart. Three people were killed. More than 170 others were wounded. Early reports about other possible explosives turned out to be wrong. One runner, Jennifer Tracy, was in the marathon and recording on her phone when the first bomb went off. That was the moment when the day changed. John Berman fills in the timeline leading up to the blast and immediately afterward.
A picture-perfect third Monday in April, Patriots Day, and the day of the 117th Boston Marathon. At 9:32 a.m., the elite women racers take off from Hopkinton on the 26.2-mile course on their way to Boston's Back Bay. Almost 2.5 hours later, the first elite runners start crossing the finish line. Wave after wave of runners, thousands of them, follow. Then, about 2:50 in the afternoon, it happens. An explosion near the finish line. 12 seconds later, another explosion, about a block up a crowded Boylston Street.
They were banged up, bad. Severe lacerations, amputees, a lot of shrapnel. You know, they were pretty big explosions. They were banged, a lot of blood everywhere.
Emergency teams and law enforcement scramble.
This was a heinous and cowardly act. And given what we now know about what took place, the FBI is investigating it as an act of terrorism. Anytime bombs are used to target innocent civilians, it is an act of terror. What we don't yet know, however, is who carried out this attack or why, whether it was planned and executed by a terrorist organization, foreign or domestic, or was the act of a malevolent individual. But we will find out. We will find whoever harmed our citizens, and we will bring them to justice. The American people refuse to be terrorized, because what the world saw in the aftermath of the explosions were stories of heroism and kindness and generosity and love. If you want to know who we are, what America is, how we respond to evil, that's it. Selflessly, compassionately, unafraid.